Homage to Sakyamuni Buddha, homage to His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, homage to His Holiness Gelwe Nyugu Rinpoche. Everybody give rise to bodhicitta to benefit countless suffering sentient beings. May all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness, devoid of suffering, and may they forever dwell in the great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. To sacred bodhicitta, the precious and excellent mind, where it is not, may it arise, where it is, may it never decline, consistently growing, rising higher and higher. We're progressing nicely. Now today we speak about achieving liberation. Last week was what is liberation, and now it is how to achieve liberation. And also in this as well we can mention the Four Noble Truths, and you may often hear this coming up in Buddhism, a very important beginning in learning of Buddhism. And establishing a foundation is the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths are that there is suffering, which we've started to touch on, the causes of suffering, which we've also spoken a little bit on, that there is a path to the cessation of suffering, and that there is cessation of suffering. So here we are, from suffering through to how to achieve liberation. And where does it start? With training our mind. This is how we do it. In fact, our mind is really so, so important. It's very important that we get to know, get to understand our mind. Where is the root of samsara? In our mind. Where is the root of nirvana? In our mind. Where is the root of these afflictive thoughts? Of all of these discriminations, the five poisons, all deluded thoughts in our mind. Where are the fruits of Buddhahood? In our mind. Where is ignorance? In our mind. Where do we liberate ourselves from ignorance? Within our mind. Where do we carry all of the karmic seeds of all our past actions, current actions, of body, speech, and mind, within our mind stream? Where do we experience love and kindness and joy, patience, the five wisdoms, sorrow, unhappiness, discontentment, all of these emotions within our mind? And this really is the essence of Buddhism, is really getting to understand our own mind, being able to train our own mind, being able to transform our own mind, and attaining the realization of the true nature, the essence of our mind. In Buddhism, this is one of the main focuses, is being free. The purpose of Buddhism, to be free of these defilements of ours. And through this, we see the importance of those four lines that were taught by Buddha: abandon negativity, practice positivity, transform your own mind. This is the teaching of Buddha. So in just that statement, transform your own mind, there is so much involvement. There's so much to consider, there's so much to practice. And it includes the essence of the teachings with the cause and effect of abandon negativity and practice positivity. What do? We train our minds. And this is where you see as well the importance of the meditation, the importance of having mindfulness and awareness. When we have that mindfulness and we have that awareness, then we have the ability to see what's arising in our minds and the ability to transform these thoughts if they are negative thoughts. Of course, this takes time, and this ability to transform them quicker and quicker grows through over time through our practice. And what are we training our mind in? Those things that bring about liberation, which is renunciation, bodhicitta, and wisdom emptiness. And these topics we will still talk about later. And also in practicing positive cause and effect, and reducing, transforming, removing all negative actions. We start by purifying these habits. And what are these great habits that we have? Are these five afflictions. Enemy number one is our ignorance. So what we do is we purify this habit of attaching to a truly existing self and to truly existing phenomena. And when we do this, what we do as well is we then purify these five afflictions. Ignorance is included in there, and our attachment, our anger, our jealousy, and our pride. And in purifying the five afflictions, we also purify our body, speech, and mind. How do we experience this world? We experience this world through our body, speech, and mind. And who's the boss? Our mind. Our body listens to what our mind instructs, and what we say also comes from what is going on in our mind, our arising thoughts. So who do we work with the most is purifying our mind, purifying our arising thoughts. If you really think about it, if our mind and our thoughts are love, our joy, our rejoicing, our kindness, our compassion, our patience, then our speech and our actions are love, our kindness, our joy, rejoicing, patience, forbearance, warmth, compassion, wisdom. On the other hand, if our mind and our thoughts are anger and jealousy and pride and hurtful or depressed, then this is what our actions become. This is what our body does. This is what our speech becomes. And this we can experience for ourselves. If you really get angry, you get jealous, use anger, what happens when we get angry? The way we look at people changes. The way we hold our body changes. Our posture changes. The way we speak to people changes. And likewise, if you're full of joy and happiness, your body's also different. It's more open, more relaxed. It reflects in your eyes. It reflects in your tone of voice. It reflects in how you interact with other people. So there we can see that whatever's going on in our mind is reflecting in our body and our speech. We follow these habits of ours so easily. Sometimes we're not even really, or often, we're not even really aware that we're following our habits. They don't need any assistance. Just like it's used in the example, just like water flows downhill with gravity, doesn't need any help. It's just like us when maybe we go smoking, or if you're a smoker, it's so easy. You don't start with the habit of smoking when you're small, but you pick up the habit, then eventually, without even thinking, you're walking past the shop, you're buying a box of cigarettes. And without really thinking, you reach for a cigarette after a meal, when you're with friends, when you're alone, something to celebrate, take a cigarette. Oh, it's been a hard day. Take a cigarette. I've had a nice meal. Have a cigarette. Oh, I've just had a great cup of coffee. Have a cigarette. And we really subconsciously, without even really thinking about it, we reach for those cigarettes. And we have many habits like this, not only the physical habits. We also have mental habits that we fall into very easily that we're not even aware of.